I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, gross domestic product is an imperfect measure of the U.S. economy because it's not a useful measure of general well-being. But you do like to know if it's up or down, and this morning we'll get a new estimate of U.S. economic growth January to March. The first draft of this had come in surprisingly strong, an annualized rate of 3.2% compared to 2.2% in the last quarter of last year. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, economists see many forces dragging that number down as this year wears on.
The 10-year-old economic expansion is heading toward several obstacles. The Fed has raised interest rates 9 times since 2015, most recently at the end of last year. Ken Ash at PwC says for consumers and businesses,
we're seeing the interest rates they pay increasing,
which has a ripple effect, says Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network.
Business investment and consumer spending, we've seen them pull back a bit.
But the biggest immediate problem, says McMillan,
the headlines. You know, we've seen trade go from the assumption that we're going to have a deal to we're going to have a trade war. Right now, there's a lot of pessimism.
The global economy has been weakening, too. Eric Friedman at U.S. Bank tracks hundreds of indicators around the world.
Over 60% of those are actually either in slowdown or nearing recessionary levels.
Less growth abroad means less demand for things we make and export around the world, from animal feed to earth movers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.